You're listening to SBS News.
A halt on commercial whaling has been in place since 1986, when the International Whaling Commission issued a moratorium allowing for the ocean mammals to be hunted only for scientific research and Aboriginal subsistence purposes. But Japan wants that lifted at the intergovernmental body's biennial meeting in Brazil. It says that recovering whale stock numbers is a reason to end the ban. Addressing the conference is Japanese Fisheries Minister Masaki Taniai.
Japan has never taken importance of conservation lightly. However, it is inconsistent with objectives of the GAP Convention to deny commercial whaling and the notion of sustainable use categorically in disregard of scientifically proven abundance of certain whale species.
Japan needs three-quarters of the 89 members to agree to its proposal for it to succeed. In the hope of getting its wish, it also wants the voting rules changed to a simple majority. But that could prove difficult. Tokyo sees the IWC as being plagued by dispute and deadlock.
The IWC has gradually turned into an intolerant organization which does not respect the diversity of views. The current situation is counterproductive for the global governance of conservation and management of whale resources.
A handful of countries, including Norway and Iceland, continue to hunt the ocean mammals. As an adherent to the IWC's moratorium, Japan does so under the guise of research, examining whale carcasses before it's sold for consumption. Japanese Fisheries Minister Masaki Taniai again.
At the same time, we have to note there are communities around the world which consider whaling as an important element of their livelihood, culture, and tradition.
But other members of the International Whaling Commission are unwavering in demanding the ban be maintained. Nick Gales is part of Australia's delegation to the IWC and is sceptical of the reasons being provided.
The Japanese proposal is about industrial high seas whaling. That is an entirely different thing altogether to, you know, very old, small type, you know, sort of the taking of whales for subsistence survival around, you know, such as you have in Alaska, in the Russian Arctic and elsewhere. So this is a modern phenomena. It's about commercial, industrial extraction of whales.
This isn't the first time Australia has butted with Japan over whaling practices. The Rudd government challenged it in the International Court of Justice, which 4 years later revoked its permits. Anne Rustin, the Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific, is in Brazil for the IWC meeting and insists the Morrison government will continue to side strongly with conservation measures.
There is a very clear understanding in Australia that that whales are something that are a tremendously important population in our oceans. They play an extraordinary role in our oceans, and the Australian people have clearly made a decision that they don't believe that whaling is something that we should be undertaking in the 21st century.
Back in Australia, former Greens leader Bob Brown led a small group of protesters which gathered outside the Japanese embassy in Canberra. Their message for the delegates at the IWC couldn't be clearer.
But this is our hemisphere. This is our whale sanctuary. These are our whales. That's why we're here. And then there's the International Court of Justice says this isn't commercial whaling. This is illegal whaling. So we're here to uphold the law and to try and stimulate our government into upholding the law to protect these whales.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.